You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Well, folks, I've just had a wonderful day. I've been out playing golf. The great game, golf, enables a man to chase a ball when he's too old to chase anything else. I went out with Bobby Jones, the national champion. Him and me went around the 18 holes, and I shot a 68. That's just counting putts. I would have shot a 67, but one of the holes wasn't stationary. I got the fright of my life, though. I very nearly killed Jones. He happened to get right in the line of my drive. That's about 20 feet to my left and slightly to my rear. The ball almost hit him in the head, and I was scared stiff. It was the only ball I had. But there was one shot I made, if you can excuse me for talking about myself, that Jones said was really phenomenal golf. There's one hole on this course. It's a little over 150 yards long. A little over 150 yards long. Did you ever meet one of those fellows that talk that way, say, jaw, and fearful, and extraordinary? You can't tell half the time whether they're annoyed or adenoid. They generally wear a monocle, a single eyeglass. You know the idea of wearing a single eyeglass. That's so the fellow won't see any more at one time than he can understand. Sort of reminds you of these rubber-tired specs. They're supposed to be equivalent to 4 years at college. You spend 4 years at college and then go to night school to be educated. But I started to tell you about this golf game with Bobby Jones. There's a hole on this course that's a little over 150 yards long, but it's considered a very, very difficult par three, a very difficult par three, and with a bar at mashie. My bar is a mashie, see? And I made the hole in better than one, actually made it in better than one. I missed the ball and sunk the divot. My golf wasn't always that good. There was a time when I couldn't keep in the middle of the fairway on horseback. But honestly, folks, I've gotten so now I never go out, I don't break 70. And that's really more clubs than the average guy carries. Of course, that shows you just how well I play golf. I'd rather admit it, because honesty is the best policy, whether you're on the stage or whatever you're engaged in. And I saw that old saying perfectly illustrated this morning. I got on a streetcar, entirely unassisted, and a lady got on right after me. I don't think that was the reason. I think she wanted to go somewhere. I wish you could have seen her. You know, a woman has a right to be as homely as she wants to, but this woman abused the privilege. She was the thinnest woman I ever saw, wouldn't weigh 90 pounds with a rock in her hand, and had a very high instep on her nose. But she must have been a very good-looking woman at one time, because I overheard her tell a fellow that she met on a car that a horse ran away with her a number of years ago. To show you that honesty is the best policy, when this lady paid her fare, she gave the conductor a half dollar, and in making change for the half dollar, the conductor by mistake gave this woman a quarter and six nickels, and this mean woman, instead of returning the extra nickel to this poor conductor, because, you know, those conductors have to work on a very small percentage, instead of giving him back the extra nickel, this mean woman put the quarter and the five nickels in her purse, and even got off the car a block ahead of her destination for fear the conductor might discover his error. And when she got off, I told the conductor, I said, did you notice you gave that woman an extra nickel? And he says, yeah, but she'll have an awful time getting rid of the quarter.
But I must have meat with my taters and my gravy. Oh, Wilberforce, get off that horse and bring him in for lunch. Now I've had beans and beans and beans enough to run the Navy. So, Wilberforce, get off that horse and bring him in for lunch. My horse vitality I offers to ya. So don't say nay and ride away as if I never knew ya. A loin for me, a groin for you, we'll barbecue the saddle too. Oh, Wilberforce, get off that horse and bring him in for lunch.
Wilberforce,
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 get off that horse and bring him in for lunch.
Thank you. horse and bring him in for lunch.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's radiola, all right, and I can't possibly refute that under any circumstances, because no other show would begin with such a mixture of stuff that we're offering here tonight. And it's silly season, all right. Usually it begins in August. That's when everybody goes on vacation, but I'm starting it a month early because I really need it. I, for one, and probably many other people do, too. And we began with Julius Tannen, who sounds an awful lot like Bob Hope for some reason. Well, this was from 1927. The Human Chatterbox Plays Golf. And Julius Tannen was at a long career as a monologist and was very, very popular. He didn't do well in England because nobody really got him over there. But his delivery and his topicality reminds me an awful lot of what Bob Hope was doing about 10 years later. Sounding very, very similar, indeed. So I wonder who was, probably, you know, Bob Hope wasn't, you know, he was no saint. He'd borrow from people, too. And not umbrellas, either. Freddie Snickle Fritz Fischer and his orchestra in 1943. That's about as late as we're going to get for vintage here. Wilberforce, get off that horse. And if that's not silly, then I don't know what is. That's about as silly as it gets. And by the way, Freddie Fisher's son listens to this show. I hope he hears this. That's fun stuff. Almost, but not, you know, in the same vein as many other novelty groups, but fun and was around a while, a lot before Spike Jones, I guess, especially in the 30s. But I'm trying to find other material that I can use, especially from Shellac Records that I can transfer and call my own transfers. But that's my transfer of Wilberforce, Get Off That Horse. And our theme, as always, Willard Robeson, the Pana Troubadours, Wake Up, Children, Wake Up. And I don't know what I don't know what that meat is, but you might want to inquire. 1929, of course. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm a chatterbox, too, but I will purport that I certainly own up to being human, sometimes all too human, you might say, but I'm not imitating Bob Hope, and I'm not imitating anyone else. I'm just doing what I have to do here. And if you want this playlist or any other playlist, as silly as it might be, go to Radiola blog, and you will find that by, well, RadiolaRhythm.net, RadiolaRhythm.com. I'm not going to give you the long address because that's already gotten too long. And if you could type it into your search engine, just, you know, take care. But if you type it into Google, this should come right at the top of the list. So without much difficulty, and I'm sure if there's anybody below, there's like two places you'll know it's my stuff, and anyone else is a pretender to the throne. And I have to get in there pretty quick. But first, let me start this. Here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And I am informed that Ed Clute, who gave me this record, thinks this is the worst version of St. Louis Blues. And because I'm being silly, I'll play it. Paul Whiteman in 1926, St. Louis Blues. Well, here it goes.
Thank you. smile of somebody's voice. I might, but I never do. I might long for somebody else. I might care for somebody else. But I shan't, for I just can't see anyone else but you.
George Olson and his music, 1927, Somebody Else. And that's not silly, but it's fun. The Frivolity Club Orchestra. Well, there we're getting somewhere. Jack Denny, I never knew what the moonlight could do. And I never asked either. It doesn't do much. You can't burn anything with a magnifying glass using it. That was from 1926. I still have a few of those Vocalions lingering. But frivolity is the watchword, and we're going to keep watching ourselves here. Paul Whiteman and an unendorsed version, anti-endorsed, you might say, of the St. Louis Blues, 1926. And I know there's nothing wrong with it. It's an interesting record, but I'll have to play the other side soon, which is Bellhop and Blues. That's a little more... favored by those who are favoring such things. This is Radiola, and we are favoring our right side this week. although it's hard to tell sometimes if you're dyslexic, and we'll own up to that too. This is Radiola. Yes, we are going to continue, and this is not silly, but I would say this goes into the realm of bathos, which begins with a B. Not pathos, which is, you know, that's more acceptable in your food groups, but bathos is this. This is Harry Weil, Weil, I should say, or maybe it's whatever, however you pronounce his name, he's not here to correct me. In 1926 on Cameo, there's a new star in heaven tonight, Rudolph Valentino, and those teeth are, you know, they're shining.
Stars may come and stars may go up there in that starry space, but when one falls, God always calls a star to take its place. There's a new star in heaven tonight that will never fade from our sight. There's a new star at home in that vast starry dome, shining down on his loved ones tonight. There's a voice singing kindly light, with a smile that has made the world bright. Valentino, goodbye. But way up in the there's a new star in heaven.
I don't envy anyone, but everyone envies me. I'm the happiest boy. I know nothing but joy. I don't wish for anything. The world's been good to me. I'm contented, I'm so contented, and yet why shouldn't I be? I've got the girl, I've got the girl. Oh, what a girl, oh, what a girl. She's got a smile you'd walk a mile to see. I had a heart, I lost my heart. It had to be, just had to be. She had a heart, she gave a heart to me. Oh, those lips, oh, those eyes, can't you see? She's the kind of a girl you'd like your girl to be. I'm satisfied, so satisfied. Who wouldn't be, who couldn't be? I've got the girl, she's just the girl for me. I just smile at everyone, and everyone smiles at me. I'm as proud as a king, the world don't owe me a thing. My bank book is very low in funds as could be. I'm so happy that you could borrow from me. For I've got the girl, I've got the girl. Oh, what a girl, oh, what a girl. She's got a smile that you'd walk a mile to see. I had a heart, I lost my heart. It had to be, just had to be. She had a heart, and she gave a heart to me. Oh, those lips, oh, those eyes, can't you see? She's the kind of a girl you'd like your girl to be. I'm satisfied, so satisfied. Who wouldn't be, who couldn't be? I've got the girl, she's just the girl for me. Like your girl to be. I'm so satisfied, so satisfied. Who wouldn't be, who couldn't be? I've got the girl, she's just the girl for me.
Together. a dream come true. So let's sing to liber of the sin and the wearing of the green. When birds of a feather get together, they're bound to come across. Give three cheers for the three volunteers. Hooray, hooray for the Bremen. Thought them lost, but we're glad they crossed with a good old ship like the Bremen. The brave, brave men crossed the ocean.
What nerve,
what love, what devotion. So give three cheers for the three volunteers. Hooray, hooray for the Bremen.
Jim Miller, Charlie Farrell, Let's Give Three Cheers for the Three Volunteers. That was, of course, referring to the airplane. It was a plane. They were coming back the other way in 1928 after Lindbergh went, you know, from here to there. They were coming from Europe, and it was the two, it was Germans and the Irish were got together and made it happen. They wound up somewhere in Newfoundland, without a compass, apparently, and they had trouble. They landed, but they didn't get hurt, so it worked out well. But it wasn't like they landed in New York or anything. But they did get over here, so the Bremen, they got here all right. Gene Austin, that's Abel Bear on the piano. I've Got the Girl, 1926, and that's a nice, light, peppy sort of thing, which we kind of need here. The counteract, specifically the bathos, which means it's so sentimental, it's silly, and it goes so deep, it comes up the other side. That's Harry Weal. There's a new star in heaven tonight, Rudolph Valentino, and I don't know, you know, I hope he's not singing Lead Kindly Light, because you don't want to hear him sing. If you heard the one record he made, you would not want to hear him sing in any choir. You'd know which one he was. 1926. This is Radiola, and I'm not singing in any choir, nor am I preaching to the choir. I'm just sort of a voice ranting in the wilderness here and occasionally issuing a manifesto which no one will read. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. with my own thoughts on the matter. The Heckelbergy Orchestra. That's Irving Kaufman in 1921, and can he hit that recording horn. In 1921, here he is with, and this is not a beverage, it is a greeting. Yoo-hoo. Thank you.
Korean star. It will make my dream come true, because I know that you who mean I love you.
Thank you. one shorter, ask anyone's daughter, is better than no moon at all, is better than no moon at all.
Sam Lannon and his orchestra. That's Charles Cayley on a perfect they were acoustically recorded at that point. Half a moon is better than no moon. I guess you could say that. Yes, I know. And that's that could be a tragic accident, too. 1926. I think that was in Candide, wasn't it? Something like that. I read a lot of books in my life. I'm not going to tell you what I read because you'll want me excommunicated. Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, a Harry Archer tune, and I play some Harry Archer orchestra recordings and occasionally here, but this is the Vanderbilt Orchestra. He was on Vocalion, but I Love You was a song from Little Jesse James in 1923. Nice tune. And nice reading of it, actually, and a good copy of that. Hackelbergy. I never practice Hackelbergy. Zymergy I can live with, but not Hackelbergy. The Hackelbergy Orchestra, Irving Kaufman, Yoo-hoo, 1921. And if that isn't a silly greeting, I don't know what is. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to maintain a level of decorum here, although that grows increasingly doubtful as we proceed. Here's Robert Judson. Actually, Ernest Hare on Perfect. I don't know why everybody was always using pseudonyms. You couldn't miss this guy's voice. 1923, and this veers into political incorrectness, but then everything is fair game this week. So, down by the river, and let's go there.
Sam Green loved Miss Emma Line, loved that high brown gal so fine. Down on the levee, she's the only queen they know. Every night you'd hear him say, "Look out, white folk, clear the way. This mule of mine is low, but I'm bound to go down by the river to my Emma line. Down by the river, that's where I'm going. I wanna swim beneath that moon. Sam was shining in the skies above. I gotta find it for my lady love. I wanna meet her, I wanna greet her there. My honey pal, it's sweet, I know. Doggone that gal, so I gotta go down by the river to my Emmeline. Down by the river, that's where I'm going. Ain't got a favor, but I'm making time. Giddy-up, giddy-up, yeah. No one gal, said Samuel Green, can outshine my dusty queen. Down on the levee, she's the cutest one around. I done picked one real bouquet, and I've started on my way.
there, I'm bound to the living ground. Down by the river to Emmeline, down by the river, that's where I'm going. I wanna swim beneath that moon, saw Sam shining in the skies above. I got a finding for my lady love. I wanna meet her, I wanna greet her there, my honey pal. You sweet, I know, doggone that gal, I love her so. I gotta go down by the river to me Emmeline, down by the river, that's where I'm going. Ain't got a river but a making time. Giddy-up, giddy-up, you.
A horrible war, and God knows what they were fighting it for. Then came November, that armistice day, Oliver Trench into a cafe, Paddy and Abe and Jimmy and Jack, over their bottles of wine and cognac, telling their love tales to Jean and Georgette, little French girls they had to forget. And then came the journey over the foam, but all that went over didn't come home. I saw gold star mothers, sisters and brothers, what a sacrifice they made. I saw one-legged pals coming home to their gals in my dream of a big parade.
it fell upon his head. When the doctor brought him to, he looked around and said, it's a good thing cows don't fly, it's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much wool, it's a good thing cows don't fly. We don't have the milkman call upon us anymore. He just sends his cow around, we milk her at the door. It's a good thing cows don't fly, it's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much wool, it's a good thing cows don't fly. I said, don't worry, Cohen, it don't belong to us. It's a good thing cows don't fly, it's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much wool, it's a good thing cows don't fly.
Is Jazz Babies. That's actually the Harry Reeser Group in all its glory on Edison in 1926, and I haven't heard that much before. I've been saving that for this special occasion, in fact, because there was no other place I could plug that record in with Tom Stax singing about cows flying. When cows fly, did I hear you say? Well, I feel that way, too. Well, no, that's pigs. I'm sorry. I'll have to play that song for you sometime. But that was cows. I'm glad they don't fly. Arthur Fields, more bathos perhaps, or just something that kind of transcends even that. My Dream of the Big Parade, and watch out for those cooties. 1926 on Perfect, from Perfect in 1923, Ernest Hare recording as Robert Judson, Down by the River. And that's a lively one. Yes, that's jazzy almost. This is Radiola, and occasionally we admit to being jazzy, and we try to reach that level at times. Sometimes it's all whatever I happen to have at hand to put in the show this week. But this week we are very fortunate on Radiola, and yes, I'm Andy Senior, and your tune picker, Dan Levinson's Palomar Quartet. Here is a Dan Levinson original, and Dan is here on his. On his horns, I think the clarinet, although he used the sax a lot too. Mark Shane on piano, Kevin Dorn on drums, and Matt Hoffman on the vibes with Dan's own Otolaryngology. And gee, I pronounced that right the first time. That was from 2008.